A group of rebels loyal to renegade General Stephen Boy Rolnyang of the South Sudan People's Army attacked Mayom County, killing Commissioner James Chuol Gadluak and 9 others, including Gadluak's bodyguards. In an exclusive interview with South Sudan in Focus on Friday, General Boy alleged the attack was motivated by revenge after a pro-government militia under the command of the late Gadluak attacked the opposition in a place called Bong. Unity State Information Minister David Guy says the security situation has changed and that civilians who fled to the Vuchis for safety have started returning home, a statement VOA could not independently verify.
The situation is calm, people are at home, no more attacks, people are quiet, and the area is okay. That only that onset incident on day 22. So there's nothing happening again.
Guy says the South Sudan People's Defense Force or SSPDF troops are in control of Mayom County, adding South Sudan security forces have restored law and order as they search for the rebels who attacked the area.
The old civilians, they are still in their residence, they are still in their house, and nobody there. There's no other people who are living in Mayom. Only the government who is control the area.
Rebel leader Gerald Boy said in a letter dated July 22nd that, quote, our people have been tribalized by the regime in Juba. They are unable to work together to achieve justice and freedom to confide in each other. End quote. Gerald Boy said all forms of peaceful and nonviolent means have failed, adding, quote, we are left only with an armed resistance to liberate our people by unseating this despotic regime in the shortest time possible and install a democratic system of governance in the Republic of South Sudan. End quote. Gerald Boy was the former commander of the 5th Infantry Division of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, SSPDF, who was arrested by the National Security Service in late 2018 in Mayom County. He was transferred to Juba and detained after being charged with treason, rebellion, and other offenses under the 2009 SPLA Act. He pleaded not guilty in August 2019, but a military court in Juba found him guilty on all counts. Boy was stripped of his rank and dismissed from the military. He was later sentenced to 1 year in prison, but then pardoned by President Salva Kiir. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.